Good evening, Jean-Pierre. Welcome to the Space Show.
Welcome.
What is the CNES, CNES?
CNES is a French space agency who is in charge to develop specific program for civil activities. We cover the science application, telecommunication, Earth observation, and we have some, of course, activities in the launcher activities, because France is a significant partner of the European Space Agency to develop the Ariane program.
The SPOT satellite system was developed by the French government, but the actual operation was handed over to a private company. Why was that done?
We have a specific arrangement in France. First of all, starting from the Prime Minister in France, my duty is also to make joint venture with other European government which intend to develop Earth observation system. This was the case for Sweden and for Belgium, which are partners of the SPOT program from the origin. So they participate to the program to about 10% in the program. It's not a lot, but we expect that tomorrow Germany and other company, and we already make offers to Germany, to UK people, of course, to join the SPOT family in order to reduce the French funding. Okay, now your question is relationship between SPOT Image and CNES. In fact, when we are at the interface in between technological tool developed and commercial activities, this is the case for Ariane, this is the case for the SPOT imagery, CNES creates subsidiary which are able to deal with money, to deal with commercial, to business activities. So they are autonomous to manage their own, and the deal is the public funding provide the tool on orbit, and the subsidiary has to be able to exploit by itself the tool. This is the case for Spot Image. Arianespace, it's another thing. Now they make business, so they are more and more autonomous, and there is a big public funding on Ariane 5, of course.
And of course we have a branch of Spot Image here in Australia.
Yes, you have a subsidiary in order to promote the product. Australia, for a long time, is very open to use such Earth observation techniques. They received Landsat, they received Radarsat, on such type of spacecraft, and of course they receive SPOT, which offer a continuous service. That's a permanent service. So at any time, you can acquire the image and make any survey of vegetation, survey of the evolution of towns, and also to a certain extent survey of navigation and disaster. With onboard the Spot 4, we have now a new band which is called a SWIR band, which is 1.5 micron. And this morning during my presentation, I make a show based on the evolution of the La Réunion, La Fournaise volcan, La Réunion Island, La Fournaise, which make a big eruption end of March, just at the moment where Spot 4 was launched. And we use at a maximum the accessibility offered by the system to follow each fortnight, about each 2 weeks. We get an image of the volcano activities in order to determine in which sense the lava is going, and in that case we always expect that the lava will go from the main crater to the ocean, in fact, protecting the without damaging the population. And so for risk assessment, we have fire, of course, in Africa, in all pays where the water is not so significant, so the fire is progressing, so this weird channel will be used for such application.
The technology that's used for civilian Earth observation, of course, has military application. And I believe the French government is developing a military reconnaissance satellite based on the same technology as Spot uses.
Yeah, the problem is about the same. The need, the basic need is about the same, is to make a cartographic for other application, but make cartographic of what's going on in such or such country during the Gulf War. The image generated by Spot was typically appropriate in order to identify where was the people, where was the when you identify the object, the war object, you have to know where it is with respect to such and such a town. This is why you need both capability of identifying such object, a plane, or cars, or things like that, motor cars which are running, or tanks, or things like that. You have to identify, so you need high resolution, but also you need ground source to know that the tanks is a tanks, but is there, in order to decide operational activities. So the Helios program has been developed based on military funding, and the defense minister in France decided to use the same technology, which was quite appropriate, the same technology as Spot, which was already designed at the moment when we designed Helios, and my company, the CNES French agency, gets duty to manage both civilian and military application, which, as you said, used about the same techniques, optical system and a good attitude control of the system in order to get faster a good view on the operational site you would like to get.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Jean-Pierre. You've certainly got a wide-ranging and in-depth program of Earth observation with the Spot satellite program.
Okay, thank you, Andrew, for this discussion. It's always very exciting to speak our job, and I hope that this will interest all the people in Australia which are interested by space activities, and maybe this would improve the relationship in between Europe and Australia.
Thank you very much.